If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. We are on the west coast of the United States, though we hope for the network to reach as many of our number one fans as possible. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will wait for you to contact us. Our first call of the day will have the chance to be live on the air with Art and Zoe. I repeat, you are not alone.
Hello, listeners, and thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
I couldn't be more excited. Thanks for having me, Zoe.
You're welcome, Art. Today's episode is very special.
All of our episodes are special.
Yes, that is true, and thank you for your enthusiasm. What I mean is that today's episode is special because it will be different. After last week's episode, which brought up some really important discussion points...
About raising children and nothing else.
Exactly! Well, it really got me thinking. So Art and I discussed the fact that our show needs to evolve. It has to become even more than just a hilarious comedy show providing numerous laughs and endless entertainment. We need to do more.
That's right. And since we assume we're the last remaining podcast hosts in the world, we have a responsibility to our listeners not to just entertain, but to also educate and guide.
You may be thinking to yourself, but so the advice you give to your listener mail is life-changing and possibly the greatest advice ever given. Please, you're making me blush. I won't openly agree, as that would be a little self-aggrandizing, but I will acknowledge what you're saying. Yes, our advice is wonderful, but it's also been very specific. Oftentimes, it only applied to one person or a select few people.
Which is why we've agreed that today's episode would be part of the greater good.
Yes, we've agreed.
Rather than read some outdated listener mail from the before times from some old so-and-so none of us even care about
anymore. Careful, Art. We will return to that format next week, of course.
Yes. But rather than that, this week, I've prepared a helpful PSA for you all. Don't worry. It's not something silly like how to spot a zombie.
If you didn't know that already, you'd be dead.
It's also so absurdly obvious. If you spot your neighbor while out getting your paper, and instead of commenting on the weather or their grass, they say something like, and try to eat your face.
Exactly, and if you're the type to let them get close enough to eat your face, you're definitely dead by now.
And since this PSA is for the living, I wanted to provide something a little more valuable than that, which is...
how to know if you're in a cult.
I wanted to say that.
You paused for a long time. I thought you wanted me to say it.
No, that was like a drum roll, please, kind of pause sort of moment.
How should I know that? You're supposed to say drum roll, please. I haven't even pulled out the old sound effects in a while anyway. Should I bring those back?
Today's public service announcement is how to know if you're in a cult.
Well, I know I'm not in one because I'm pretty sure a cult needs more than two people.
You might be surprised at the number of listeners who will join our Survivors Network after today's helpful advice.
I want to remind you all that Art and I are not experts on any topic.
However, I have done a lot of research for today's show. Technically, it's more like soul-searching because I don't have any books on the topic or ways to really research it externally. But I do remember things I've read before at some point, and I've come up with 5 helpful ways to know if you are in a cult.
And, on a completely unrelated note, I'll be reading some exciting new material I found around the bunker, just to ensure the entertainment portion of our show is intact.
Well, we are saving lives here, and I'm pretty sure that is more important. In case you were wondering, why colts and why now? Well, this is a time when colts are probably on the rise. If there are any factions of survivors out there, they have likely found other groups of survivors.
Except for us.
You could argue that we found others, and they just didn't like us.
Or vice versa.
Anyway, you will probably have found other groups of people. You might be in desperate need of assistance. You could be starving or lacking shelter or otherwise terrified that you soon will be. Those that can help might seem to offer assistance freely, but nothing in this life is for free. They'll seek to take advantage of your weaker state of mind. Not that you're unintelligent. You might just be exhausted, which makes you vulnerable. And that is when they latch their claws into you and never let go. Here are the 5 ways to know if you are in a cult. Number 1, the group strongly encourages groupthink,
which some people might refer to as a brainstorming session.
That is not at all what that is. Brainstorming is totally different. Groupthink discourages individual thought and damages critical problem-solving skills. It's one of the reasons that you may have a difficult time identifying the fact that you're in a cult. They will often request or suggest that you wear similar clothing. Number 2, they limit or restrict your diet.
Such as making them eat canned corn even when they hate it?
No, this is not about likes or dislikes of food. This is about the ultimate control of what one puts into their body. The cult leaders may present this as a healthy food option, but by doing certain things like limiting your calories or protein intake, they can actually hurt brain function, and this causes you to become physically weaker, as well as wearing you down mentally. Number 3, they will isolate you from other non-cult members.
Like being kept in a bunker for over 200 days?
I'm obviously not talking about things that will actively protect you from zombies. I mean, they don't allow you to talk to other non-cult members and they keep you separated from the rest of society, or whatever is left of it. The feeling of absolute isolation makes you desperate for other human contact, allowing them to treat you progressively worse over time, while you simultaneously think that they're the best thing in your life. That's because they've made themselves the only thing in your life. Number 4, the leader can do no wrong or is seen as a deity.
Kind of like how I always say that we are not experts on any topic, but then you immediately say that you are, in fact, basically an expert on every topic anyway.
No, nothing like that at all. In the case of a cult, the group may have some extremely strict rules in place, but the leader will be exempt from all of them in one way or another. Usually, this happens slowly over time. At first, they will appear to adhere to the rules, but gradually provide one reason, and then another reason, why those rules don't apply to them, eventually creating even more absurd rules for the group that they will never have to follow. Additionally, the leader cannot be questioned or accused of wrongdoing without the individual who did so being punished in some way. Finally, this leads us to the 5th way to know if you're in a cult. Number 5, email Art and Zoe.
Now this one I understand perfectly. Email us at fromarttozoe@gmail.com.
Yes, please do, and ask us, am I in a cult? The answer may surprise you. Of course, I will need a lot more details in your email other than just asking me if you're in a cult, but my answer will probably still be yes either way. If you've lived long enough through the apocalypse and haven't already wound up in a cult, well, that would be very impressive.
Thanks, Art. That PSA was so very public and helpfully announced. I, for one, learned a lot about how to join a cult.
How to know if you are in a cult.
Same difference. What a timely conclusion to that segment. How about a word from our sponsors today, Art?
Perfect.
And go ahead in 3, 2, 1.
Are you feeling confused, desperate, tired, isolated, hungry? Have you told that to your leader only to be met with more chores and more mandatory rituals, which further cause you to be sleep deprived? Well, guess what? You're in a cult, and if you're in a cult, but not the leader of that cult, you'll want to get out.
I know, I sure do.
But where do you start? Part of the problem is, you've been in a cult for so long, you don't even know where to begin. That's because you need to be deprogrammed.
Deprogrammed? What's that? Is it anything like making a computer program?
It's exactly like a computer program. The Dueling Hams network of survivors offers many different services to all of our followers. We have certified experts.
Certified by the Dueling Hams network.
Who are here to help you with any problem. Our on-hand deprogrammer is Art. That's me. I've taken years of coding and programming certification classes at my local community college. This has prepared me to deal with any and all of your deprogramming needs. We'll clean your mind and get you back to tip-top shape. I call my method brain power washing, and your brain will be as shiny and clean as the day you got it. Become a member of the Dueling Hams Network today and enjoy this free benefit. Don't delay, and don't tell your cult about us either.
And we're back. Thanks for that wonderful word from our sponsors. Where do you have the time to find them all?
I make the time up. I find a way. And what about your segment, Zoe?
I thought you'd never ask.
You just slid me a piece of paper telling me to ask.
When I was cleaning out the bunker this week, I stumbled across an old piece of literature that I felt should be shared with you all. I wanted to read you all a few different excerpts from this pamphlet I got from the ZPA.
Are you sure this is an appropriate setting to do that in, Zoe? They're kind of our competitors?
In some ways, technically, they compete with us to have members join their little network. But in the interest of absolute transparency, I want our listeners to know that they have options. That way, when they choose to join the Dueling Hams network specifically, they'll know they made the right choice because we're the better option. I will do my best as I read everything to try to remain completely unbiased. As a reporter, this is really my strong suit.
But are we?
Are we the better option? Absolutely we are. Why would you even doubt that?
No. Are we really reporters?
You yourself have acknowledged our much wider responsibility in this apocalypse. We are definitely reporters. Who else do you think these people are going to for their news?
Well, when you're right, you're right. Please continue with your news story.
Thank you. If I can first just describe the brochure to you all, it does look lovely. A classic trifold, full color and matte, not shiny at all. You know they paid extra for that. Gloss used to be the thing, but now it's considered tacky. Unfortunately, the font they've chosen for their ZPA logo is completely illegible.
It does look nice, though.
And that's why on first impressions, I'd have to say their brochure appears inappropriate for the apocalypse.
It's just a piece of paper.
Exactly! No gloss, no laminate, nothing! One drop of blood on this thing and you'd have to throw it out. And as Art and I know, the apocalypse will have you covered in blood. even if you're doing everything right. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Let me just focus on the few points that really stand out to me. Are you thinking about joining the Zombie Protection Association? Here are some things you need to know. The ZPA is not for everyone. You'll have to apply if you want to join. There is always a waiting list due to the high demand for membership. We are a group of like-minded people living in a master-planned community. But once you're in, you're one of us. We do have a strict no-visitors policy, though you can seek approval for an exit pass on occasion. You will be monitored when you leave the premises. This is all for your safety and the safety of those around you. As a member, you will be allowed to keep 20% of the supplies that you collect. This is so our esteemed leader, Samuel Kenneth Brentwood Esquire, and his staff may spend more of their time planning and preparing, as is their duty to keep the ZPA running. Special note, we are a completely gluten-free community and random checks will be conducted. We greatly look forward to your application and your compliance. From the desk of Samuel Kenneth Brentwood Esquire. And that's everything I think is important, but feel free to reach out to me for more information on how you can apply to the ZPA, or more likely how you can apply to be part of our much better network.
And there you have it, folks. You can now make an informed decision on which, if any, network you'd like to join. I'm sure we may get a few points because of our transparent, open, honest, and unbiased sharing of the Zombie Protection Association's marketing materials. That's all the time we have for today. What? What? What is it? Is there a zombie behind me?
No, of course not. No, it just hit me, Art. Now, I don't want to slander them, but do you think that there is the slightest possibility that they are a cult?
Zoe, this is a serious accusation. We better go through the checklist. Okay. Number one, a cult will encourage groupthink.
The brochure says right here, we are a group of like-minded people, and they even say, you're one of us.
Okay. Let's not jump to conclusions. Many groups are like-minded. Okay. Number two, they limit or restrict your diet.
They're gluten-free!
Ooh, okay. Well, that doesn't necessarily... Well, a lot of people are. Number three, they isolate you from other non-cult members.
They have a no-visitors policy.
Oh, this is pretty incriminating. But surely number four can apply. The leader is treated as a deity.
That one applies the most! Samuel Kenneth Brentwood Esquire doesn't have to gather supplies. Only people who join do. And he still refers to himself as Esquire, even though there are literally no more laws for him to be a lawyer of.
But I thought he got eaten.
Probably. By PTA Martha, who is now the one in control, and she's even worse.
I highly doubt she ate anyone. Besides, I'm not sure any of this is definitive proof.
Well, what about the fifth way to determine if it's a cult?
To email Art and Zoe and ask us?
Exactly! Now, because I have to maintain my journalistic integrity, I simply cannot deny the facts. The ZPA is a cult.
I suppose I'd have to agree.
I'm as surprised as you are, Art, to think we were giving them this free advertising just to find out that the ZPA is, without question, a cult.
I have some questions.
There you have it, listeners. If you are on the west coast of the United States, you can either join the Dueling Hams network of survivors and entertainers, or join a cult. The choice is yours. And that's all the time we have for today, everyone. Thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. And remember, if you need to find out if you're in a cult, or you'd like advice on anything else from A to Z, you can message me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Complete our latest poll at the community center. How do you think we should overthrow the ZPA together?
This is a message for other survivors. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are looking for other people to join the Survivors Network. Please be wary of those friendly faces at the Zombie Protection Association. They are not your friends. Reach out and let us know you're there.
You are not alone.
Over.